say, let the ring of your presence.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so alone, seeing no one care.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, man of God. Good afternoon to you, Pastor Eve. And thank you for allowing me to be on this platform today and to bring forth the word to the people of God. And God bless you. Thank you. I am your host today, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I am your host today. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, and we're in 52 weeks of love, week 45. That's week 45. And good afternoon to those who are on the platform, the airways, and around the world. And I want to say to you today, those who have their Bibles, turn with me to the book of Hebrews.
That's Amen.
That's 11, hallelujah, Jesus. Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 1, glory to God, Jesus. Help me, Lord, today, Jesus. Ooh. Turn your Bibles with me to Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 1. And I want to use for a subject today, now faith. Now faith. Now faith, right now faith. When? Right now. Now faith. Look at Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 1, reads. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word now, listen to me, saints of God. The word now, this three-letter word packs a whole lot of weight. Now means at the present time, at once, and immediately. Well, what is faith? I'm glad you asked. Pre-confidence or trust in someone. The Greek word term means trust, firm, persuasion. Faith means I'm fully persuaded. Y'all remember Paul says that, I'm fully persuaded. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh. The scripture said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, what is substance? I'm glad you asked that too. Substance is a reality, material, possession, tangible. Lord, help me, Jesus. Help me, Holy Ghost. Notice, y'all, in Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 6. But without faith, listen at this. Hebrews 11, chapter, verse 6 say, but without faith, but without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. So that means you must have faith to please him, because he says it's impossible. For he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name today, Jesus. Therefore, listen at this, saints of God, those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Therefore, no matter how many good works you offered up, God would not be pleased if they were done to earn his favor. Oh, Jesus, y'all hear that? And not done in faith. Oh, hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Whatever we do for God should be because we love him. Hello, somebody. Did y'all hear that? Whatever we do for God should be because we love him. Not because we try to get things from him. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, God is a rewarder to them who diligently seek him. I rejoice. Listen at this. I rejoice when I finally realize that I know I made many mistakes in the past, and so did you. Let me say that again. I rejoice when I finally realize that I know I made many mistakes in the past. I say in the past. But I also know that I have diligently sought the Lord with all of my heart. That means that I qualify for rewards. Oh, Jesus. But it's because of my faith. I said because of my faith, not your faith. I decided a long time ago that even though I did not deserve them, I would receive any blessing that God wanted to give me. Thank you, Lord God. I hope you will do the same. Look at the woman, y'all, with the issue of blood. In Matthew 9, chapter 21 through 22 said, for she said within herself, this is what she said, within herself. Y'all know how we talk to ourselves sometimes. She said within herself, if I may, but touch the hem of his garment, shall, look at the word shall, it's a promise, I shall be made whole. When you're whole, you complete. Verse 22 said, but Jesus turned around. He was around a crowd of people, and he knew somebody touched him because it was a different touch. And when he said, who touched me? The crowd said, Master, all of us around you, any one of us could have touched you. He said, no, this is a different touch. I felt a virtue went out of me. That was the power of God. It was transferable from him to the woman of God. Well, how did this happen? Well, she said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment. She didn't have to touch him nowhere else. All she did was touch the hem of his garment. And when she did, she said, I know I'll be made whole. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, woman, he called her daughter. When he saw her, look what he said, daughter. Y'all know in some parts of the Bible, some chapters, you might see daughter, my son. Sometimes he didn't call you by a name. He'll call you my daughter. He say, daughter, my daughter, my daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith, look what the faith does. That was faith. Thy faith had made thee whole. You whole. You complete. And a woman was made whole from that hour, y'all. All we have to do when we're going through something, if it's sickness or whatever it is, all we got to do is to just reach out and touch, just a touch, touch the hem of his garment, and we'll be made whole. Face of God, here in the same chapter, verse 27 through 29, here's two blind men follow Jesus crying and saying, thy son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus asked them a question. He said, if they believe, if you believe, he was able to do this. He wanted to know if they believed that he would be able to do it. And their answer was, yes, Lord, they believe. Because if that had been me and he asked me, I'd say, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Then he touched their eyes. Look what he did, y'all. He just touched their eyes. Said, according to your faith, be it unto you. It's according to our faith, y'all. I'm talking about now faith. Now faith. When? Now faith. When? Now. Right now. you ask. Thank you for asking. Look at Romans 10 and 17. It says, so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith of God. Did you hear that? This word of faith, you are hearing today, and not only today, but whenever you hear the word of God being preached, then your life. But how can we have, how can we hear the Bible say without a preacher? That's in Romans 10 and 14. How can we hear without a preacher? So we need a preacher. We need someone that we can sit and hear them preach the word, preach the truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 10 and 14. How then shall they call on him and whom they have believed? Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look at Jude 1 and 20 says, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's how you increase your faith. That's how you build yourself up. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I had a lady ask me, could you pray for me for faith? No, I can't pray for you for faith. But if you go to Jude, he said, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's going to build you up. And that's going to increase your faith, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. God knows that faith will sustain us. Faith will keep us. That word sustain means keep. Paul said, look what the Apostle Paul said. Faith working by love. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, Paul. I love Paul. I love the book of Paul. Thank you, Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, faith, working by love. Listen at this, saints of God. I want you to hear me clear. Listen. It's like a watch, a clock. It can have all the parts to make a timepiece. But if it doesn't have a battery to make it run, then it is only. But it won't do any good to give you the time. You know, the Bible says faith without work is what? It's dead. Faith without works is dead. You got to do something. And you got to say something. Speak the word. Act on what you believe. And when I was writing this, and I said, oh, Jesus, say, speak the word. I said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's what I spoke. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. They may form, but they won't what? Thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. I'm talking about now, faith. Right now, faith. When? Now. When? Now. Right now, faith. Now, faith. Now, faith. We are saved by faith. Listen at me, saints of God, those on the platform, the airways and around the world. We are saved by faith, oh, Jesus. I said we are saved by faith. We are healed by faith. But we must also live the Christian life by faith. I got to say that again. We are healed by faith. But we must also live the Christian life by faith. Y'all, hear me this. Hear me today. We are healed by faith. But listen. by this. But we must also live this Christian walk by our faith, or this Christian life by our faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's about faith, y'all. We are in a faith walk. Those on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Are y'all still there? Are y'all still there? We are in a faith walk. Listen at this. We are in a faith walk. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 7, it says, so we walk. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name today, Jesus. Glory to your name, to Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, to Jesus. We worthy. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are so worthy today, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. But we walk by faith, not by sight. We are not walking by what we see. Because what we see is subject to change, y'all. I say what we see is subject to change. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. I'm talking about faith, y'all. By faith. Let me share this with you, saints of God. By faith of Jericho fell down. Y'all remember that. By faith. Oh, this is by faith. The walls of Jericho fell down. And I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. Talking about faith. Listen, saints of God, to the Amplified Bible translation of Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and a conviction of their reality, perceiving as real facts what is not revealed to the senses. Right now, I'm talking about right now faith. Faith. Right now. When? Right now. Somebody say when? Right now. Somebody need to say when? Right now. Say when? Right now. Oh, Jesus. You need Jesus now. Somebody on the platform, the airways, and around the world. Listen to this. You need Jesus now. You need the Holy Ghost now. You need Jesus now. You need the Holy Ghost now. You need a healing now. Right now, oh, Jesus. Right now, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right now. We are in the now. Now, faith. Oh, we are in the now. Capital N O W. We are in the now. Now, faith. Now, when? When I say now, you need to say when. Now. When? Right now. When? Right now. I'm talking about now, faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I lift my hand to you because I thank you for now, faith. I lift my hand to you right now for now, faith. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Just like I say, it's a matter of time before things change. Because what we see now is only temporary. Oh, Lord, I thank you for faith today. I thank you for waking me up this morning. It was by faith. I thank you that when I woke up this morning, I'm instilling my sound mind. It was by faith. When I opened open my eyes to see this morning is by faith. When I put my feet on the floor and I could see a wall, it was by faith. When I opened my mouth to talk, it's by faith. It's by faith. Somebody needs to reach out. And I need you to say by faith.
Ooh, hallelujah,
say it, say
Jesus.
By faith. Say it again and say that to me to say by faith.
By faith. Hallelujah,
by
Jesus.
Faith. Now faith. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ooh, now faith.
It's by faith. Hey.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's by faith. Somebody listen at me today. It's by faith.
Thank you, Lord.
It's now faith. Oh, Jesus,
yes.
Help me, Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes,
oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, faith. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, faith. Thank you, Lord.
I end by faith. Now, faith. Somebody need to say when.
Right now, faith. Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Right now, faith.
Right now, faith. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Right now, faith. Right now, faith. Somebody need to say right now, when, right now, faith.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
I got a right now faith in my heart. Hallelujah.
Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
oh, thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, Lord, and I worship you today, Jesus.
Thank you.
And I thank you for your word today, Jesus. I thank
you
for the
Lord,
word.
Jesus.
Thank you for giving me such a
Ooh.
Word, Lord, last night.
Yes,
I wrote
Lord,
it, I meditated. No, he said, now, faith.
Thank you, Lord. Now,
I'm
closing
my faith. Now, faith.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Now, faith. Now, faith.
Oh, glory to God. Now, faith.
Now, faith.
Thank you. Oh, I love you, my beautiful sister. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, glory to His name.
I feel the power of God right now.
Yes. Jesus.
I
Thank
feel the
Father.
Power of God all over
Hallelujah.
My bedroom, all over me. I feel the power
Thank you, Lord.
Of God.
Jesus.
I feel the power
you,
of God. I feel the power of
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah,
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
oh glory to God.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank
oh,
you,
Father,
Christmas.
Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Father.
I love you, my sister.
Oh, I love you, my sister. Mighty woman, beautiful woman of God. I love you. Glory to God, I tell you. Ooh, yes, I feel the power, too. Now, faith. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Faith, and now faith. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, right now. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, your son, for peace, peace.
Yes, Lord.
And now faith in our country.
Now faith.
I pray, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray for the veterans that have served and are currently saved.
Come on,
I pray that they are protected and covered by the blood of Jesus. I thank them and I love them and I honor them and what they have done. I pray, Father God, I thank you for another day and I thank the Now Network. I thank
Jesus.
My family, Provoked to Purpose Ministry, Pastor E, Evangelist Valentine, the whole Minister Michelle, Sir Ryan, Evangelist Julie, and Pastor Dwayne, I could just tell you, and Pastor Ray, they
Jesus.
Now faith. And I pray, I read a prayer this morning, continue, Heavenly Father, to pray for the pastors, the evangelists, the ministers, anyone that's spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't want just the believers. We want the non-believers to realize and have now faith. Ooh,
Ooh, Lord.
Oh, I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for your love, and I pray all my prayers in your son Jesus' name. Ooh, family, good afternoon. I'm your host today with Minister Terry with What's the Word. Ooh, I just feel the power, too, of the Word was just went forth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, And the word was God, John 1. Ooh, trusting and believing in God as the source of my everything. I tell you, family, ooh, today I'm speaking on peace, peace of God. My scripture reference is Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The definition of peace is freedom from disturbances. Freedom from disturbances. I tell you, I thank God for his word, family, because that gives us peace with the freedom from disturbances of what's going on in the world. We're in the world and we're not of the world. Family, how many of us can say that we have peace in our lives? I have lived all my life until recent years, believing I was a peaceful person and at peace in my life. Wasn't until tragedy with the loss of my mother in 2000, I believed I had was shattered with the loss of my dearest loved one. Later, about 6 months later down the road, I started reading and meditating deeper on the Word of God. I started praying and having my constant conversation with the Heavenly Father. I tell you, family, through Scripture, I was able to give the Serenity Prayer life. These are words that I came to life. I had to change what I could change, accept the things I couldn't. There go my now faith. And I had to have God's wisdom to change things that, and know the difference. There were some things I just couldn't change, and it takes God's wisdom to teach you that and to meditate in your heart so you'll know that. Amen, family. Family, true peace comes from the Heavenly Father. He promised us. In John 14:27, he promised us peace. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Ooh, thank you, Heavenly Father, God, Lord Jesus, for my peace. I just thank you for my peace. Hear me now, family. This was the second break in what I believe was my peace. The first interruption was in 2010, with the loss of my brother being murdered. I was interrupted. My whole life was shattered. I wasn't as deep in the word of the Wendell family. I fell apart emotionally because I became so bitter. But thanks be to God and the Holy Spirit, I was able to renew the fruits of the Spirit, love, peace, forgiveness, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, Galatians 5:22. Forgiveness took some work for me, but I wanted the Heavenly Father, I wanted him to forgive me. Matthew 6:15, but if you don't forgive others of their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So I had to meditate on that scripture, meditated on it. I had to meditate it on it day and night to get forgiveness in my heart and in my spirit that I could let the love of God flow from me, which was within me. So this scripture means so much. That one means a lot to me, forgiveness. I thank my Heavenly Father for restoring my spirit of forgiveness and peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you for his, I thank him for his living word, the Bible. And I receive more peace each and every time I read more of Jesus Christ, of reading of Jesus' life. The Heavenly Father wants all of us to live our lives in peace. Psalms 29:11 says, the Lord gives strength to the people. The Lord bless the people with peace. Amen, family? Peace. Peace. Freedom from disturbance. Things go on in the world, but you keep your mind focused on God and the prize, the mark of the high calling, Jesus Christ. So things are going on in the world, but hey, stay focused on what your purpose is with our Heavenly Father. Are you at peace in your life, family? Where do your peace come from? Where do you get your peace from? Who is your peacemaker? What keeps you at peace? Some people feel doing things they enjoy gives them peace. Some people feel they have a lot of peace when they have a lot of money. I tell you, family, as Scripture, Philippians 4:7 says, nothing surpasses the peace of God. I don't care what you have going on, tangible things, nothing, God is spirit, nothing surpasses the love of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Throughout our Bible, throughout the Bible, it is written, the living word of God, you will have peace in God. That's Colossians 3:15. Rule in your hearts, since as members of one body is Christ, we are all one body, are called to be at peace and be thankful. Ooh, thankful, thankful. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Be at peace and be thankful. Be thankful of your circumstances. That's what I love. In all circumstances, just be thankful. Again, family, we say we have to start by renewing our mind in Christ. When we are in Christ, we are a new creation. What we did in the past, that's your past. Let no one throw your past up to you. You are a new creation in Christ. And I tell you, we all have a past, but we thank God he forgives us of all our... You may have to admit, some folks, all of your peaceful lives, if that is in God's will. And amen, family, some folks, all of your peaceful lives, you may, but it'll be the will of God. We may have to change some of our living habits and prioritize our lives. Thank you, Father Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, just for being the head of my life. Ooh, I can lift my hands and say, thank you, Father, the head of my life. 1 Peter 3:11. Turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace. Says a couple of things right there. Just turning from the evil and doing good. That is the will of God, family. Amen. Family, I truly believe that to be at peace within yourself, we must do the will of God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hebrews 12:14. Make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Ooh, we all want to see the Lord. Ooh, it says, be at peace, everyone. Hallelujah, Jesus. I says, you are the holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your son, Jesus Christ. I tell you, thank you. He paid it all. He paid it all for you and I. Ooh, amen, family. Father God, thank you for your peace. I thank you, family, for being real and truthful with one another, trusting and believing in Father God. Proverbs 12:20 tells us, deceit is the heart of those who plot evil. And joy comes. The word of God is living truth. Just if you read it and meditate on it, it just changes everything, and the change is from within. Ooh, family, amen. Encourage those that don't have Jesus Christ in their as their personal Lord and Savior to seek him now. Now, a beautiful sister said, now. Now. It is right now, faith. Seek him now. So, and be in that committed. Get in that committed relationship with your Lord. Amen, family. Never doubt. Never doubt. Just trust. Trust and believe in the Heavenly Father, and he will do what he said he would do. Ooh, what he would do, and he said he would do it, family. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep him perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you, trusting and believing as the source of everything, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, family. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just trusting and believing. If anyone desires peace in their lives, I say, speak to Heavenly Father in prayer. Psalms 37:4 says, self in the Lord, and he will give you desires. Excuse me, family. I'm getting excited here. The desires of your heart. Ooh, amen, family. Father God
amen.
Is spirit. Amen. Father God is spirit, and he gives us the Holy Spirit to guide us in our lives. Ooh, see. Stop seeing things over our way and doing it our way when our way always turns out the wrong way. Do it God's way and do God's will. Ooh, hallelujah, family. Tell
hallelujah.
The devil he is a lie. And
he's a lie.
He's a lie. We're going to live in the spirit. I tell you, Pastor, the peace. The peace
hallelujah.
Of God.
Come on, glory.
Glory to God. It took me a while to get this inner peace. Ooh, but I tell you.
That inner peace, yeah, that peace that surpasses how much understanding?
All understanding. All understanding.
Thank
I tell
you. Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank
ooh,
you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank
you, Lord, for your peace.
Thank
you. Thank you for I'm encouraged for the now faith movement that we continue to walk in now faith. That the word of God so eloquently shared. Don't get in the yesterday or tomorrow. Stay in now faith. Now we serve a now God that has a now faith. He says it's the first word in Hebrews 11:1. He says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we have to continue to encourage one another. So I encourage you as you encourage me and what a flow from you guys today. Awesome. Totally awesome.
Glory to God.
I want to take an opportunity. We have about 14 minutes left on this broadcast. If you would like to be heard today on this call, you need prayer, you have a question, anything for Evangelist Virginia or Minister Terry, dial one right now. We want to bring you in to the queue.
Yes,
What's the word? And 52 Weeks of Love, week 45. Oh, it's only 7 weeks left in this year, guys. Woo!
Yes,
are we making up some ground? Are we finishing better than we started?
Yes.
Something new. That's right. Something new. Never been done
before. Never done before. Never done before.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
Prophetess Sherilyn, I see you in the queue. Did you have a comment on the broadcast today?
Oh, I'm excited. I heard both of the women of God, and it was such a blessing to hear about faith because right now that's what is going on. We got to walk in now.
We need it.
We got to know that we know that we know that we know that everything that is going on right now, that you can't be shaken. You can't be easily wavered. You can't be easily moved. You may be like a palm tree. You may bend, but you know you're not going to break. You got to know that you're on solid foundation. And all faith is believing exactly what God said and not wavering from that faith. That's
right.
What I'm getting at through your teaching. And I'm excited because right now with everything going on, the now, I love the fact that you keep expressing the now because the N-O-W is what God is doing right now. Move with me. Move with the glory cloud. I need you in a hurry. I don't need you procrastinating.
Come on now.
Go with me. Get up and go pray. Mm-hmm. Go lay hands. Go go and minister. Go and spread the gospel. Go and to the hospital. Go to the nursing homes. Go. Everything is moving. It's moving. That's what noun is. Noun is not sitting down.
Yes.
Noun is the action word replacing the verb now. It's the word that's saying move. It's that word that's saying move. You know, we know the noun is supposed to be the subject, you know. And the verb is the action, but now I think they're reversing around in the spiritual realm. God is saying, move now. Get excited, move now.
Yes.
Get built up, move now. Ooh. Get in the full arm of God, move now.
Hallelujah.
You know, anything that you can think about is move.
That's right.
Now
that's right.
Move.
That's
move,
so right.
Move.
That is so right.
So the more I'm hearing the word, It's making me move. Let me just end it like that. It's making me run on and see what this end is going to be. That's what it's doing. That's what it's doing.
You know, the dynamic revelation of all that we just shared is that now is not in this world. Now is in heaven.
That's right.
Now is kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is. When? Now in heaven. Ooh, can I pull down some is now from heaven? I need to pull down some is now from heaven. I know that may not be proper English to all my scholars out there, but I need to pull down some is now. What is? Already done. That's faith.
Already.
That's that now faith. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't even sound it out. Ooh,
that's something
you have to believe in the faith realm, and that's in the vertical place where God is. Ooh, glory, hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. That's right.
Amen.
Oh
yeah. Amen. Anybody else? Dial one. Come on into the discussion on Now Faith today. We're going to continue the dialogue. We got about 10 minutes left. But let's do this. Since no one's dialing one, let us pray in agreement that the movement of Now Faith is not only for us personal, but it's released in the atmosphere by us believing and trusting God that when we walk by faith and not by sight, we are in a move of now. We are saying, don't look at what I'm doing on the outside. Look what I'm doing on the inside. That is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. When? Right now.
Right now.
Minister Terry, won't you lead us in prayer, and then Prophetess Sherilyn, and then close us out, Evangelist Virginia, and then I'm going to play a song. It's called The Devil is a Lie at the end of that prayer, and we're going to end the song on that. We're going to dedicate that he's a lie. He was a lie then. He was a lie tomorrow. But right now, God is truth. Woo-hoo, glory.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father God, for the broadcast. I thank you for the word that went forth for our now faith. Father God, we know we live by faith, not by sight. Father God, we know we live in the spirit and the sense. Father God, I pray that everybody gets their now faith and activates that now faith. Not our will, God's will, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray these prayers that you get about. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We thank you as the woman God is offered to pray. We're in agreement right now. We also say we lean not into our own understanding.
Right now, we acknowledge
you in all our ways that you truly will direct our path. We thank you today, Lord God, your word truly has become the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. We are now beginning to see our way out of situations and circumstances that we've never seen before. We thank you right now. Your word is right now that we are close
right
to the end of now. We are equipping ourselves in the now. We are asking for wisdom in the now, Father God. We ask you for understanding in the now, Lord God, that we just not only speak, but now we begin to walk in, and we are pulling those things down
right
from the heavenly places. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we are troubled this day, not to think and laugh, and I will walk with you, now even when I will talk with you, but you are clothing us, and you are endowing us with that anointing in this right now, anointing time that we're in, the season that we're in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
In the mighty name.
Feel and know that we're there, but people begin to see the manifestation that the heavenly has already opened, and we are pulling these supernatural things down because we are walking in the supernatural spirit that you have called us to walk in. That's what the now is. It's to believe that all things are possible through Christ Jesus that makes it all possible. So God, you right now for the impossible are now being made possible because of the faith that we believe the things we don't see are now manifesting to see. Today to thank you. Even we're speaking it right now that souls are being saved. We're speaking it now that people are healed, delivered, and set free right down the areas that they thought they'd never be.
Thank you
right now, Lord God, that people are speaking those things that were not right now as though they were not as though they are today, and they are manifesting because they believe in what they say. I thank you today, God, for this station.
Thank you.
Father God, a right now station, right now, that's been around the world, that people understand that the Lord.
thing has happened, and help open the clouds are opening and pouring out blessings that we never even received or thought that we would receive, because you are truly doing exceedingly abundantly.
That's right.
All we have thought,
ooh, that's right.
Or even see, in this time and hour. So God, yes. Patient right now. I thank you right now, Father God, that what you're about to do, man have not seen, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. I thank you today, Father God, that we and take over the territory, in fact, we never even thought we could tread on. So, God, I give you glory today for the now. I give glory for the day, this day, the right now, that you pick up on us. That I ask you to draw us so close that we can take us far from the other. I thank you right now, we're putting on each. That we're afraid when one is going through. I thank you right now, God. That's the supernatural belief that I believe in right now. That if one is going through, I gotta call her name out and she's already healed. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Right
if the man of God
hallelujah.
See him with angels out of a little boat shake in his place. We give you this now anointing that you're giving us super eager eyes now to see for us. We need to see, Father God, that supernatural is bringing the faith, and natural cannot go. So, God, I thank you for right now, the now, in every area of our lives, this day, in every day for the rest of our days. Father God, with the devil, mental evil, in Jesus' name we love you, and in Jesus' name we praise you, the devil is a liar.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Yes, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, yes, God, do it for me.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
Bless Mother God, we give you glory.
Lift your hands, somebody. Somebody needs to lift their hands right now and say, now faith. Lift your hands and say, now faith.
Now faith. Thank you, Lord. Now faith.
Right now faith.
Thank you, Lord. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Right now. Right now.
Thank you, Father.
Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus,
God,
boldly today, God, boldly today, God, we thank you for it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord. Amen. Amen.
I dare you, to claim your season of the now, right now. Right now is your time. Right now is your season to step up in the now.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, claim it in your life today. Come on, put faith in here. It's for
faith.
We need so much more faith.
I haven't been perfect, but I showed you faithful.
God's perfect.
And I know He's able. I gotta see
in the ground
that He's blessing.
No more stress.
I gotta see in the ground.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I see for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
Want you.
In my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning.
In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to play it. You got to play it, say it.
Can't deal with you right now. Oh, I got
in
a lot to
my direction.
Walk by faith and not by sight.
This is my season.
Walk for grace. Faith.
For favor.
Faith.
This is my season. Come on, y'all.
Your season.
When you raise your hand, say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground.
I've got a seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Come on, magnify and lift up your mighty name of Jesus in this place today. My life will ever be the same because
it's
of faith in God. God bless you, family.
God bless you. God bless.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name, amen.